You're tuned in to Eric's Movie Club. And now, here's Eric.
Thank you so much, Jeff. This is Eric's Movie Club. We all use streaming services nowadays. There's one thing that always happens. We take way too long to search for a movie or something to watch. And usually we end up watching something we've already seen. So that's where I come in. Every week I recommend a movie that I think you should check out on one of the big streaming services. Hopefully you will, and hopefully you like it. For the month of October, I've decided I would recommend movies that fall into the thriller and horror categories. I couldn't recommend horror movies without mentioning the great Stephen King and an adaptation of his work. So my recommendation today is The Shining, directed by the great Stanley Kubrick. Also, what is your favorite Stephen King adaptation? We'll get into that a little bit later.
Movie news.
The Fast and Furious movies have been a huge box office draw for almost 20 years, but they are coming to an end. Eventually. So says Variety. They reported recently that Universal is ending the franchise after two more movies, the 10th and 11th movies. Now, if you are following along, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, the 9th movie hasn't even come out yet. That's right, F9 is scheduled to be released on May 28th of next year. And by the way, F9, strong title. But there will be two more movies, the 10th and 11th Fast and Furious movies. They will be directed by Justin Lin. He is the director of F9 and a number of the other movies in the franchise. And we don't have any other details. We don't know when the 10th and 11th movies will be released, but look forward to those. And what is the scariest movie you have ever seen? The reason why I ask is because science recently looked into this and tried to determine the scariest movie of all time. Now, this was an imperfect study that they did because they chose 50 horror movies, which is certainly not all of the horror movies that have ever existed, but they chose 50 very popular ones, and they had 50 people watch them, and they hooked them up to heart monitors to see which movies got people's hearts beating the fastest. So what is the scariest movie of all time, according to science? Apparently, it is the movie Sinister. Remember that one? I think it was 2012, starred Ethan Hawke as a true crime writer who moves into a house where a family was murdered and stuff happens. Apparently, that is the scariest movie of all time. Now, technically, it was tied with the movie Insidious at 86 beats per minute, but they say that Sinister got a slight edge there. That is followed by The Conjuring, Hereditary, Paranormal Activity, and It Follows. Apparently, those are the six scariest movies a person can watch.
It's time for Eric's movie recommendation.
Today's movie is The Shining, released in 1980, directed and produced by Stanley Kubrick. The screenplay was written by Stanley Kubrick and Diane Johnson. It is based on the novel The Shining by Stephen King, released in 1977. The movie stars Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, Scatman Crothers, and Danny Lloyd. What is this movie about? Jack Torrance is an aspiring writer and recovering alcoholic who takes a job as the caretaker of the historic Overlook Hotel in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. He brings his wife, Wendy, and son, Danny, along with him. Danny possesses psychic abilities known as shining, and he is able to see the dark history of the hotel. Nonetheless, they are stuck in the hotel all winter. What could possibly happen? So where can you see this movie? You could see it on Crave TV here in Canada. And why should you watch? Well, this movie is based on one of the best Stephen King novels, in my opinion, and it's directed by Stanley Kubrick, one of the best directors, in my opinion. I mean, I could stop there, but I won't. I mean, that should be enough to convince you to watch this movie if you haven't seen it already. But you know what? I'll continue on. Now, this movie, in my opinion, is an absolute masterpiece. As I said, Stanley Kubrick, one of the greatest directors who's ever lived. Most obvious, most expected opinion of all time, but it's the truth. Now, one thing I like about him is he never seems satisfied. He's constantly pushing the boundaries of movie making, constantly trying to be innovative. And he was incredibly creative. Now, one of the things he did in this movie that was somewhat innovative was he used a relatively new technology at the time, which is called the Steadicam. And I may have to jump into Nerd Corner for just a moment here.
Now entering Nerd Corner.
The Steadicam is a device that can be used to achieve tracking shots in a movie by attaching a camera to the camera operator. Now, in the past, if you wanted to achieve a tracking shot, in other words, a shot where the camera itself is moving, you would either have to attach the camera to a dolly, which is very clumsy, it's a large thing, it's kind of annoying and awkward, or you could put the camera on the camera operator's shoulder, kind of like they would do in TV. However, you get very shaky shots that way. Now, the reason why it's called the Steadicam is because it leads to very smooth shots. Even if the operator is running with the camera, even if they're going over bumpy and rough terrain, it gives you very smooth looking shots. Now, this was a very recent invention at the time that this movie was being made, and the man who invented it is a guy named Garrett Brown. He actually worked on The Shining, and this had only been around for about 5 years at the time, had only been used on a handful of movies. And the reason why I've spent so much time telling you about this is because it is so important to this movie. The way Kubrick uses the Steadicam is so effective in this movie. It really puts you into the scenes. It almost makes you like a fly on the wall. And in horror movies, that really makes it much, much creepier. It's brilliant. Another thing that Kubrick is brilliant at is pulling incredible performances out of his actors. This movie is incredibly well acted. Jack Nicholson, who plays Jack Torrance, goes from 0 to 10 in this movie. His performance gets crazier and crazier as the movie goes along, just like his character is supposed to. He was fantastic. Shelley Duvall's ability to play scared is almost unrivaled. She plays Jack's wife, Wendy, and seems so genuinely terrified in this movie.
You are concerned about him.
Yes.
And are you concerned about me?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. Have you ever thought about my responsibilities?
Oh, Dick, what are you talking about?
Have you ever had a single moment's thought about my responsibilities?
And Danny Lloyd, the young boy who plays Danny Torrance, is very, very good. This was a very creepy performance by this kid when he's speaking to his imaginary friend Tony, and he uses this weird voice and he does this thing with his finger. It just adds to the creepiness. And apparently the young actor actually improvised that in his audition. Very, very cool.
Tony, I'm scared.
Remember what Mr. Halloran said? It's just like pictures in a book, Candy.
This movie has been discussed for its deeper meaning for many, many years. There is even a documentary called Room 237 that talks about some of the hidden messages and clues in the movie that suggest what the movie may actually be about. Now, I don't want to discuss any of these things much further because I want you to enjoy the movie, but if you're interested in exploring more once you see it, I want you to know that there are plenty of materials out there where you can explore that further. I have also read the book, The Shining, by Stephen King, as well as having seen the movie on multiple occasions. There are some differences between the book and movie. In fact, Stephen King was not really happy with this movie because of some of the changes, some of the differences. I can't speak much about the differences without spoiling things, so I won't. I will say that personally, I don't prefer one to the other. Quite honestly, I know that's a boring answer, but this is a case where I'm such a fan of Stephen King. I'm such a fan of Stanley Kubrick. I love this story, and I love what both men did with this story, so I can't really choose a favorite. I would recommend both, however. Now, I could talk about this movie for a lot longer, but won't. Hopefully, I've convinced you to check out this all-time classic if you haven't before, and hopefully, you'll love it as much as I do.
Talking about movies with Eric.
And The Shining is definitely one of my favorite Stephen King adaptations of all time, even though Stephen King himself didn't like it very much. I think it's a masterpiece. And it did get me thinking, what are my favorite Stephen King adaptations of all time? Let's take a look at some of my favorites here. I have to mention The Shawshank Redemption.
I have no idea to this day what those two Italian ladies were singing about. Truth is, I don't want to know. Some things are best left unsaid.
This was one of my favorite movies as a kid. I love it to this day. I've also read the novella by Stephen King entitled Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. I've read that a couple of times, actually. I just like this story a lot. No point in explaining it much further because it's beloved. Everybody has seen it. And while we're talking about movies I liked as a kid, let's mention Stand By Me. This is based on the Stephen King story entitled The Body, which is featured, coincidentally, in the same collection of novellas as The Shawshank Redemption.
I know the Back Harlow Road. It comes to a dead end by the Royal River. The train tracks are right there. Me and my dad used to fish for cossies out there.
Jesus Christ, man. If they would have known you were under there, they would have killed you.
Could he have gotten all the way from Chamberlain to Harlow? That's really far.
Sure. He must have started walking on the train tracks and just followed them the whole way.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And then after dark, train must have come along and I'll smacko.
Yeah.
It is an incredible movie. It's timeless. It's brilliantly acted. It actually kind of makes you a bit sad when you see it now because you think River Phoenix, what an actor he was as a kid. I mean, what kind of a career would he have had if he was still with us? I think every kid should see that one. It's absolutely incredible. Misery is another favorite of mine.
I'm your number one fan. There is nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'll take good care of you. I'm your number one fan.
And it's also one that I have read as well as seen the movie. In fact, I think I might keep my list to just Stephen King adaptations that I've read and seen. Now, clearly, this is a very personal story for Stephen King. The main character is a successful author. Sounds familiar. Kathy Bates was so incredible in this movie. In fact, she won the Oscar for Best Actress in 1990 for this performance, and she is just incredible. And James Caan is great as well. And I'll wrap this up with a more recent choice. Now, it might be my favorite Stephen King novel of all time, 11/22/63. I believe it was released in 2011, and I think he wrote this one just for me. I mean, it certainly seems like it. It has so many things that interest me. It's a thriller. It features time travel. The story centers around the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which is a topic I'm very interested in. It is also a very long story. Now, this one could not be made into a movie. It was actually made into a miniseries that was created by and starring James Franco.
Do you think that if JFK lived, Robert Kennedy would run for president? Seriously?
It's doubtful.
So, if Bobby doesn't run, that means no Sirhan Sirhan at the Ambassador Hotel in 1968. Save JFK, save his brother. And that's what I mean about the butterfly effect.
I love the book. I probably prefer the book in this case, but the series was fantastic. So many great actors, and I would definitely recommend it. What is your favorite, or some of your favorite, Stephen King adaptations? I'd love to hear from you. And if you do end up watching The Shining, please let me know what you thought. Is there a specific genre you would like me to recommend on this channel? I've pretty much finished up with the horror movies now for the month of October, so maybe you want something a little bit lighter next week. Just let me know. If you have any movie-related questions you'd like to ask me, you can let me know about those as well. You can do all that by going to Eric's Movie Club Facebook page. I will talk to you again next week.
This has been Eric's Movie Club, a Giant TV production.